True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, well, Paul Hamilton has been covering NHL drafts for quite some time, but this one looks a lot different because he's down at the Bills media room. I asked you the other day, Paul, about what it's like seeing some people down there. You're like, you know what? They've never really been down here before. What's the vibe? What's the feeling going down to One Bills Drive, not only with the media, but from the team standpoint of being down there and how they're treating this situation?
Yeah, well, we're not quite down there yet as for today. We right. open up the room around 5, and then the first round gets going around 7 o'clock. But, yeah, it was a lot of the vibe, as I told you, it was just the media looking around going, yeah, all right. Yeah, this is what a media room looks like. Okay, cool. You know, type of a thing. So, and I think the Sabres are just as excited. You know, it wasn't really their idea to go down there. I think it was more maybe Pete Quello just said, why not? Hey, guys, you want to come down? I mean, we have this room that's specially made for this purpose.
Yep.
It's here. We use it. And and as Kevin Adams said, he jumped at the chance once it was presented to him. And why wouldn't he?
No doubt about it. Sabres and the rest of the NHL get going tonight. 7 p.m. is when the draft kicks off and starts. And, of course, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And you can hear Paul and follow his reports at PHAM1717 on social and WGR550.com. Okay, Paul, you and I have discussed many times that we would prefer the Sabres to trade the number 9 overall pick. It's easier said than done. A lot of times, as people point out, you're not going to quite get the value there. Where do you land still today on how aggressive they should be to try to move this pick?
Oh, very. You know, last year, nobody traded their first-round pick, which is very – usually somebody does. The Sabres moved down but actually trade the pick. I mean, many teams were supposed to be trading their pick, but nobody did. I would still, if I were the Buffalo Sabres, be doing that. But is that a trend now? Is that a trend where, you know, people don't trade their picks anymore and they hold on to them? You know, we're only going to know after this draft and maybe a couple of more that, well, people don't trade their picks anymore. You know how pro sports goes and how those trends tend to go. But I certainly, if I were the Buffalo Sabres, be looking to acquire, as we've talked about yesterday. You have now, you know, they've got the defenseman they were looking for. Now they have a hole, in my mind, in their top six for two players. I thought it was one. Now it's two with Peterka leaving. So, you know, that's an avenue right there where I think maybe number 9 alone isn't going to get the type of player we're talking about, but number 9 mixed in with some of the currency that you have in Rochester or in college, or, I mean, the Sabres are considered to have one of the best prospect pools in the NHL. So maybe if number 9 doesn't exactly get it done, maybe number 9 and fill in the blank, would help get it done. So, you know, maybe Bo Byram, you know, in some type of a trade. Elliot Friedman's talking about the Sabres haven't been getting the offers they feel they should get for Bo Byram right now. So that is on hold, and I would agree with that. Just like, you know, when they were trading Jack Eichel, they waited until they got something that they felt they could live with, and it took until November for that to happen. So I totally agree with that. If you're not getting equal value for what you feel you should get for Bo Byram, you shouldn't be trading him. So, you know, that's something I would agree with. You're in no hurry to. I mean, Bo Byram can't become an unrestricted free agent for a couple of years. I don't think he's going to break out into hives if he has to sign a one-year deal and stay with the Buffalo Sabres. He likes the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, he likes the players. He doesn't have a problem with any of that. He just wants to go to a place where he can be, get that number one defenseman ice time and be in those situations. If he's got to wait a year, I don't think he's going to be, you know, all that crazy about it.
Yeah, I brought it up earlier. The Ryan McLeod trade happened July 5th last year, right? I mean, you still have some time here. After free agency even begins, and you kind of can assess your situation, you know, how long do you think the Byram situation could drag out? I'll ask it this way, Paul. At what point would we say, okay, it looks like Bo Byram's staying in Buffalo? How is this something that could really go up to even camp time, beginning of the season?
I'm a type that never said. I mean, the Skinner, I believe Jeff Skinner came, if I'm not mistaken, maybe in August.
Oh, yeah, right, that's right.
If I'm thinking back correctly, I know it was later in the summer. I mean, it could happen at any point. You know, you could be around, you know, before the holiday trade freeze, or, you know, at the trade deadline, or any time, you know, something like that. All of a sudden, teams need a defenseman with injuries, and they decide, you know what, let's go back to Buffalo and talk about Bo Byram. And then all of a sudden, you've got a deal. So I think eventually there might be a deal, but we could still maybe be talking about this next summer, and I don't think it's a huge big deal if we are. Don't just make a trade for the sake of making a trade.
By the way, good memory. August 2nd, 2018, Jeff Skinner traded to the Buffalo Sabres. So good memory by Paul Hamilton right there. Okay, Paul, you got a chance to meet on Zoom with a couple of the two new Sabres players yesterday. I guess we'll start with Josh Doan, then we'll go to Michael Kesselring. What did you learn about and know about Josh Doan?
Well, and Josh Doan, he's a type of guy that was first year in the NHL last year, and of course he has the bloodlines. I mean, his dad is a institution in that franchise history, not in Utah. He didn't play in Utah, but with the Arizona Coyotes. And, you know, so you have the good pedigree there. Doan is the type of player, I don't know if you'll ever see him playing on a line with Tage Thompson. But Ray Ferraro, I was listening to him on his podcast yesterday because he saw a lot of his games, talked about how he felt Josh Doan was improving as the season went on because he was feeling his way through the NHL. And he says that's not uncommon with first-year players, you know, just trying to find their way. And he felt Doan was finding his way. He's got an excellent shot, and that's something. He's got good size. He's not afraid to use it on the forecheck, getting in on the forecheck. He, as he said, he likes to cause havoc and be in the middle of havoc. He kind of thinks that's fun. And the Sabres maybe don't have enough players who think causing havoc is fun. You know, Marchand thinks causing havoc is fun. Bennett thinks causing havoc is fun. And they're holding Stanley Cups. So, you know, you need different types of players. And you know, I could see him right now maybe playing with Krebs and Malenstein. But that doesn't mean that's his ceiling at 23 years old. Next thing you know, in a couple of years, he might be playing with McLeod, you know, and being on a shutdown line that's a two-way line. You know, Zucker's not going to be around forever, and that's where I kind of envision Zucker right now. So, you know, he could be maybe in that type of a role with Greenway eventually as he gets older. So, I think they have acquired a player. They need to get bigger. There's no question about that. The Florida Panthers have shown us that you know you can't have Team Munchkin and expect to be Stanley Cup champions, and they needed to get bigger, and I think Doan helps them to do that with, I think, some sort of an upside in this type of a player.
Do you know, did he mention about his dad and anything about the Sabres making a run at him maybe, eight, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Well, he didn't mention that, but he talked about it's hard to leave an organization that his dad was an icon in and that he grew up in, basically because, you know, and he wound up going to Arizona State, you know, to play college hockey, and he grew up in Arizona around that team and around those players. So it's a little hard to leave. I know Kesserling was emotional about leaving. Yeah. He's happy to come to Buffalo because he thinks he's going to get to play in a role that he wants to play in, you know, in a top four. But at the same time, he's really grown a lot of good relationships with the Coyotes and with Utah. He really enjoyed the first year in Utah with the team. And he said it's a little emotional to leave. But he said, at the same time, I really am looking forward to the role that I might be trying to earn here and getting here with the Buffalo Sabres. Plus, you know, he's from New Hampshire. His family's there. So he said it's only like an hour flight. He's never played this close to home. So he's really going to enjoy that. And he loves this arena. His first NHL goal was here against his former teammate, Devin Levi. And then last year, he got the Gordie Howe hat trick in one period. In the second period, he started off with a fight, then scored a goal, then had an assist before the period ended. So he did all that in one period in Buffalo. So he kind of enjoys being in Buffalo in this arena.
Sabres add a couple of players, a right shot defenseman. How does that change any of their thinking, you think, on either Bo Byram or the draft? I said to Brayton earlier, the NHL is a prospects draft. It's not like you need you fill a need like you do in football right away. But by making this trade, the J.J. Paterka trade, what he is out and what they got in, does that do anything for how they perceive what they want to do with Byram and or what they want to do with the number 9 pick?
Well, Darren Dreger's right. He said on our air talking to Marty and Brian Duff that it changed the dynamic of the trade because the Sabres were like, it's all right, we're trading Bo Byram, but you're going to send us a good right-handed shooting defenseman. And he said that eliminated some teams. They didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't in the running anymore.
Makes sense, yeah.
He goes, but now that has changed. They've gotten that defenseman. Now they're probably looking for forwards. And some of those teams that were out are now back in. Yeah, and so that, I think, will help a little bit there. So that's an interesting dynamic, too, that it changes the dynamic of that trade also. Not that they wouldn't entertain taking on a defenseman if the defenseman were the right guy. I still think – I don't think it would be the end of the world if they traded Samuelson and added somebody else there. I don't see Clifton playing more than his contract year, which is one more year, even if that – so it wouldn't be the end of the world if a defenseman were still part of that trade.
So the other thing I'm reading, this is through reading through social media, and Bulldog had posted something about what Elliot Friedman had said, as you just mentioned, about Bo Byram. But I also, here's another thing from Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts. He makes reference to the Sabres are going to make a run, is the way he put it, at signing Alex Tuch. That's kind of a bit weird to me to put it that way. Does that mean that there's still some possibility here that, you know, there's a Alex Tuch is like, yeah, I don't really know if I want to do this. Or is that maybe just some wording that we're reading more into than we should, you think?
Yeah, I try not to read too much into things like that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Elliot Friedman tends to say what he means. You know, and he doesn't like try to hedge his bets. A lot of people try to hedge their bets saying, well, you can't hold me accountable for that because I didn't really say that. That's not Elliot Friedman. So he could mean that, but, you know, Adams was pretty definitive when he talked about Alex Tuck that, you know, Tuck wants to be here. He knows how important it is for the Sabres to sign him. He's like feels wanted. You know, they've tried to let him know he is definitely a priority and definitely wanted. Now, will they come to terms? Will they be able to, you know, one side might have a different version of what at the top end than the other side. Is it term? Don't forget, he'll be 30 years old when he signs his contract. Do you want to put an 8-year deal there, taking him to 38 years old? No, he might be one of those players like Ovechkin who is still very effective at 38. None of us know that, but that doesn't happen very often. I mean, these special players like Crosby and Ovechkin, it happens for, or Jagr, and there's others you can name, but it's not hugely common to still have all of the skill that you had at 30, at 38. So are you looking at a 5-year deal, or is Tuck saying, look it, I want to stay with the Buffalo Sabres, but I want an 8-year deal? And to me, Tuck holds all the cards. They cannot afford to lose him. He knows that. I mean, he knows his value to this team, and it's huge. So to me, he kind of has all the leverage. So maybe you got to bite the bullet and give him 8 years if that's what it's going to take to re-sign him, because if you do not re-sign him, I think you really put this whole thing backwards by a lot.
Paul, what do you make of some of the changes coming from the CBA, which appears to be done, and it's going to be formally announced, a new CBA between the NHL and the NHLPA? A couple of different changes. One of them is dress codes, actually, about dressing when players arrive at the arena. Another is actually the amount of term you can sign your own free agents will be reduced from 8 to 7, but other teams can only sign you to 6, and a couple other things in there as well. The big one I like is the closing the loophole on the salary cap situation in the playoffs. But I'm curious your thought on the dress code situation and then the free agent signing situation.
I'm like, why? I'm kind of like, with the dress code, is it really that important? Like the other stuff you mentioned, yes. I mean, that's the players. All right, you've kind of taken a year off each one, so you're not tied up for as long. I understand that. I understand, you know, the adding 2 games and subtracting 2 preseason games. I don't like it. I think because of the quality of hockey, the season is way too long. It should be 68 games. But now with 82, maybe 84 games, it's always one of the teams is 3 games in 4 nights or back-to-back. Or, you know, it seems like you always have a tired team on the ice that has to play a different style of game just to get through that game to try to get 2 points. And I think the hockey is better. Like when you have an Olympics and you get back for like the first 2 games or so, the hockey is phenomenal. All the teams are rested. They're skating. They're flying. Maybe you're rusty and there are mistakes, but so what? Mistakes lead to goals, and people like to see goals. And the hockey is just great for a couple, maybe 2, 3, 4 days, and that's what you would get if you would reduce the schedule. But I know that's never going to happen because you're losing revenue then. You're losing all those gates and all those, you know, putting people in the stands. And so that's never going to happen. People care about money. They don't care about the quality of the product. And I think the quality of the product will suffer because even just adding 2 games, they should be subtracting games, not adding. But this is the NHL and people are not making money in the NHL, so you can't cut their revenue source even more.
Full-time e-bugs, by the way, apparently, are coming.
What's that now? I didn't hear
full-time,
what you said.
Full-time e-bugs, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Emergency backup goalies are coming, according to the new CBA,
according to
a couple of reports I've read.
Isn't it amazing that that doesn't happen more? I mean,
I agree.
I mean, two injuries to a goalie, it just almost never happens. And, you know, goaltenders get knocked around in the crease. I know they try to protect them, but still, they get knocked around. They can get hit in the mask. They can get hit, anywhere. And they can get knocked back into the crossbar. It just is, and I'm glad it doesn't happen more. And I'm glad they're having a contingency for it. But it just amazes me that that doesn't happen more.
Yeah, by the way, I'm just curious to see who is the first NHL player to go full Mac Hollins on his way into an arena, if you get my drift, and have wear all the crazy outfits and suits. I don't know what they're doing with the dress code. I haven't read that much about it. I mean, they're eliminating, the dress code, but maybe there still be some sort of code because, you get kind of some crazy stuff going on with guys like Mac Hollins, and I'm not, criticizing. I think it's kind of funny what he does, but the NHL has always had this different way of going about it. And I've read a lot of people are like, no, you're unique like that. Let's keep it like that. So it's an interesting debate, I guess, going on.
And two, I think I've told you before, I really enjoy watching Caitlin Clark play basketball. So I watch her team in the WNBA. That's a big thing now, like the WNBA fashion show coming in. It's like a really big thing. People, the women dressing up and they find different looks and they try to have a different look each time. And they put a lot of thought and time into it. And apparently, now, I couldn't care less, but apparently fans enjoy that. That's great. If fans enjoy it, do it. I mean, if that's what fans want and they want to see it in the NHL, see individuality in coming in. And Mac Hollins certainly was a fun look on game day coming. Sometimes it's not even game day, a training camp or whatever. He had fun with the whole thing. So, yeah, have fun with it, whatever. It's not my cup of tea, but if that's what fans want and they enjoy it, do it. I have no problem with it.
All right, buddy. Well, strap yourself in for a long weekend. We'll be following along. You'll have you'll have plenty of things to cover down there in some way, shape, or form. We just don't know what that's going to be with the Buffalo Sabres starting tonight.
Yes, I mean the trades. I mean, no, we may get there and already trades. Yeah. I mean, I remember landing, I believe, in Minnesota for the draft, and as I got off the plane, Robin Regier was a Buffalo Sabre. They said, okay, let's start working on that. And apparently that was when Pegula just took over. Pegula and Ruff and Regier got in a plane and flew to, I believe, Alberta or Manitoba, wherever Robin Regier was, and actually talked him into waiving his no trade to come to Buffalo. And they sold it. And he said yes. And by the time I got to Minnesota, we had a trade to talk about right in the airport. So you just never know how this is going to break down.
I think that maybe I'm thinking back. The Lindros trade on draft day, like that's one of the more famous kind of moments of a draft, right? Like those guys getting together at the table and how all that went down. Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of we talk about the centralized or decentralized draft. And having those guys all together and you see, oh, my God, something's going on. And, yeah, that's kind of the famous one I think about.
And they play games, too, knowing that the media is watching
that's
them.
That's right.
And they
that's
get right. together yeah. just so, well, look at Danny Briere's talking to Kevin Adams. And they're like, where'd you have dinner last night? And we're being watched right now. But it was fun for us, too, because we could line up. We were at, like, where the goal is in the offensive zone. But there was a wall there where we could line up, and GMs actually would come over and chat. And it wasn't necessarily cool. with microphones or anything like that. It was just to chat. And it gave you an opportunity to maybe meet with other GMs that you don't normally get to talk to or GMs that you know but haven't seen in a while. And that was a really cool thing where you could interact with other GMs, scouts, or whatever right there on the draft floor.
Paul Hamilton, follow him tonight and all weekend, as always, at PHAM1717 and, of course, WGR550.com. Have fun tonight. We'll be following and listening along. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, that is Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. And, you know what? I got to read you who brings you Paul every single time he's on. Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and Relax Honda. Relax We got this. So there you go. We will hear more from Paul throughout the day, tonight as well. But right now, we're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, yesterday, I brought something up on the end of the morning show with Joe. We were on the Extendo Sports. Sorry. And it was about the Joe Sakic offer sheet. And a lot of you told me, and I didn't realize this, there was actually a documentary made. And then ironically, last night, bumping around, went to the Bisons game, came home. There were a couple other documentaries on last night. So kind of want to talk about that a little bit. A couple things I've watched recently you might really get into hockey related. And another one that's not hockey related that I just got to tell you all about watching this show that I saw recently and totally interesting for many reasons here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.